Just going to check in with Liz up in Kimberley. For those of you that were listening last week, I was on vacation, so I'm playing catch up here, but I wanted to find out how she's making out. This was the lady that was attacked by a deer. Liz, first of all, how are you making out there?
I'm okay. My stitches are healing. Things went worse yesterday because I couldn't even walk. I don't know what happened, but it was like all my muscles were torn around my pelvic area, but it's improving today. So just from rest and not doing anything is what's making it work, which is hard for me to do.
Gosh, that's one of those life changes in a moment, in a very, very quick moment. Were you kind of blindsided, or did the deer come right at you?
Well, the deer was about 400 meters away. I was running with my dog, and I heard rustling up just below Church Street or Avenue on the hill on the bank, and I thought, oh, geez, there's probably a bear there because it sounded like a bear in the bushes. And I stopped with my dog, and I thought, well, I better turn around and not go past there. And that was about 400 meters or half a kilometer away. And then I noticed there was a deer on Knighton Road, and she just charged us. And I knew I couldn't turn around and run because she would get me. So I just kind of backed up towards the backyards of the people's house on Rotary. Unfortunately, there was a bank there in order to get to their backyard, which was all the yards were fenced. And so I kept walking back, making sure I didn't take my eyes off of her. And you know how it's kind of like goes in, you kind of are in a panic mode. But I remember the deer's hooves going up, and I kind of fell down the bank, and my dog got away. And the deer went on me, and she started going at me. I started kicking her and punching her back and yelling at her, trying to get her off me. But my dog was the one that was, I figure she was smart enough to stay on the bank, and she started barking, and the deer turned around, went off of me, and started chasing my dog. And my dog ran and got into the neighbor's backyard and managed to go under a porch. And by this time I stood up, realized I was hurt, but I didn't really look at myself because, you know, you're just trying to figure out what to do next. And the deer came out, backed off my dog because she was under the porch. And I thought, okay, I just got to get out of here and get to my dog in the backyard and I'll be safe. But the deer came back and started going after me again. So I found a piece of metal, kind of like a piece of junk metal, and I just picked it up over my head and shook it and screamed at her. And she backed off. She didn't back off very far, but she backed off enough that I had time to, I was yelling for help the whole time. I had time to jump over. People said I managed to jump over two fences to get to the backyard where my dog was. And then the deer kind of, I don't know what happened, but I remember looking at myself and the people were out of their house, and they called 911. Later on, they told me that I didn't really wake them up by yelling for help. It was actually my dog's terrible screeching bark that actually woke them up.
When the dog came at you the second time, though, were you sitting holding the piece of metal and shaking it as quickly as you could, or were you were able to get to your feet fairly quickly?
I was standing up because I remember when the deer got off me, I stood up because I remember watching my dog running and the deer chasing her. So I was standing up. And so when she came back, I just saw her heading for me, and I just looked around for something to pick up and throw, like a rock or something, and I saw this metal and picked it up.
Will you ever run with your dog again?
Oh, gosh. Well, I can't now. In the future, definitely I will. It's hard because I know I've had many near misses with deer. I've lived here in Kimberley for 5 years, and I came from the island where the deer are like half the size, so, and they're not aggressive. But I've learned after living here to, I had one time had a deer, I was just walking my dog in the afternoon, and a deer was about a block and a half away and just ran towards us. And I managed to run into a guy's garage, and luckily he was in there working, and the deer actually went into the garage after me, and the guy picked up something and chased it out. But that was pretty scary too. But yeah, I don't know, when you're attacked by any kind of wildlife, it's pretty scary. Like, I don't want to have an encounter with a bear or anything, you know, like nobody does. We do live in an area where there's wildlife, and we need to be aware of our surroundings. I felt I was, that, you know, I listened for sounds and I was ready to go away, but it's all timing, right? And everything.
Yeah, and you really weren't that close. Like, the way you tell the story, you were, you know, the visual was on the deer about a half a kilometer away. So I think you certainly did do everything right. But it always seems like when there's the animal in the element, in other words, when you've got a dog with you, because I cycle a lot, and I've been near deer when it's fawning season, and you can see them a little edgy, but they don't do anything. But then when you see that there's a dog with a person, but at the same time, your dog helped you get away. But yeah, that's a touchy one, isn't it?
Yeah, like, my dog was there. My dog did not provoke the deer to charge us. She kind of actually backed off, and she didn't bark at the deer at all until I fell. So she wasn't provoking the deer or anything. But yeah, it's you know, the deer and dogs, they don't, you know, the deer don't like dogs, and dogs will protect, I guess, their masters. That's all, you know. It's no one's really fault. The deer probably had, you know, like the conservation officer said, probably had some babies around. They're hidden. Nobody notices them. You can't see them. I see a deer when I'm walking the street. At any time I see them ahead of me, and I'm walking my dog, I turn around and go a different way. I avoid the deers constantly. But I was in a situation where there was nowhere to turn around. I tried to get away from it, and I fell. So.
Well, it was exactly a week ago today, and that's why I wanted to catch up with you, because I know you're on the mend there. How long do you think it'll be before you're better? What is healing now? Is it mostly your legs that took most of the brunt then?
I got a few deep punctures from the hooves in my both legs, which is kind of bad, because then you can't even hop on one leg to get around. And now a lot of bruising, a lot of hoof marks on my arms and little cuts. And then I must have had some kind of injury around my hips. And I have a bump on my head. Don't know where that came from, but it's minor. But, you know, you notice things throughout the time, and you know, your wounds kind of move around your body, and bruising and stuff like that. So I hope I'm a fast healer, and I hope I can, you know, get up and going again. Don't know if I'll feel safe walking my dog for a little while until the baby fawns are larger. And I think from now on, until they are, you know, more grown up, I'll make sure I have my husband with me to protect me too. So
thank you for your time, Liz. That's quite a story, and quite emotional too. You tell it so very well, even though it's a bit of a negative. Thank you for sharing that. It's something to make people aware too, you know.
Yeah, and I don't see it as a negative. I mean, it's going to happen. You know, it can happen to anybody. I'm fortunate, and I was very lucky that my dog got the deer to chase her, so that I could, you know, get up. If my dog didn't do that, maybe did something else, or maybe if I had a smaller dog, my dog's an Australian Shepherd Blue Heeler, but what if I had a smaller dog, or what if I was a child? You know, we would have been there hopeless.
Blue Heeler. They're pretty smart, and they're one owner dogs and protective. So, yeah. And what's your dog's name, Liz?
Patchy.
Patchy. Thank you. All the best to you and Patchy. And thank you for sharing your story.
Okay, thanks.